This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, I'm Ian.
This is Will.
And I'm Johnson.
That's Will Coley joining us for the first time in our Keene, New Hampshire studios. He and his family have made the move here to New Hampshire after several years of coming up for visits throughout the summertime at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, for instance.
Yeah. When we got here in the Welcome Wagon, Chris and the Welcome Wagon were like, So, did you sign the statement of intent? And I was like, well, actually, no, because I had no intention of ever moving here.
Really? So what you're referring to is the Free State Project. It's one of the organizations that's moving, encouraging libertarian types to move here, and they have a statement of intent that basically in the past people were signing it saying that they would move to New Hampshire as long as other people also, thousands of others, are willing to move. So when did that change for you, Will? I mean, you didn't have any intention to move, but here you are.
Well, basically life just kind of fell together in such a way that it looked like this was the way that that God or the universe or however you want to put it wanted us to go. Everything in our life just kind of was pointing us in this direction, even though, like I said, it was something like, I'm an East Tennessee boy. That's me. And that's, I was raised there. I, as far as I know, I'm going to be buried there eventually one day, even if I live here for a while. But I just never, and I've never lived north of Kentucky.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
I never lived north of Florida.
Right. So it's culturally, it's a little bit of a shock for me as well.
Now, when you say that, when you say culturally, I mean, you haven't even been here a week. So what do you mean by that?
Just customer service in certain places. In Keene or in Brattleboro, it's not that bad. But in some other places, you know, some of the bigger cities around that we've bumped it.
In New Hampshire?
Connecticut and Massachusetts surrounding
area. Those are different places, you understand.
I'm from the South. To me, Yankees are Yankees. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's a difference, right?
Like, yeah, I've come here and it feels a lot like Maryville. It feels a lot like home. Feels like Alcoa or, you know, Friendsville or Lenore City where I grew up. You know, it feels like it. When I walk out on my front porch of a morning, it looks like where I came here from. And the culture here seems very similar, but as soon as I venture out of like this little bubble here, it's like there's a whole real world of like exactly what I think people from the North act like.
Hey, and, you know, New York City is only like an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
New York City? No, that's 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
4.5? What?
New York City?
We're Albany. In drive.
Albany is what you're thinking of, I think.
Yeah, I'm talking about a drive.
Oh, well, okay. Maybe
yeah, Albany's 2 hours from here.
Yeah.
Albany's 2 hours. Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'm... Oh, yeah. I'm thinking... I'm thinking back when I was living in Connecticut, maybe. Yeah. So.
It takes 3 hours to get to, you know, down in parts of Connecticut from here.
Yeah.
But
head on down to New York City, and so you mean it's still not that far, I mean,
no,
in
that's
terms
true.
Of
yeah, yeah.
Know, driving,
New
driving
York
wise.
City.
New York
I mean,
City.
Then you get the real, get you know... I feel like even Boston isn't as, you know, you can't get the same dose of liberalness as you can when you go to New York City.
I don't know. I try not
you
to spend
get the
time
full
in
Yankee,
either place.
You want to get the full steeped in Yankeeness, you got to go to New York City.
Well, I mean, you can always tell when somebody's coming up from somebody somewhere else, like in New Hampshire. The people who freak out, for instance, like if you were to walk downtown and, you know, in some cities in New Hampshire and carry a gun, if somebody calls the cops on you, they're not from New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Because the cops are going to walk up and be like, they might respond just because they were called, and they'll just ask you questions about your gun, like what kind of gun do you have? Because they're interested. Like, they love guns. They're New Hampshire cops.
How you like it. You know?
Yeah. They're into it. If they ask you to see it, it's only because they actually want to look at it, not because they want to take it from you.
Yeah.
So it's a very different place, and it is like an oasis almost of freedom in the sea of statism. Maine and Vermont are better than Massachusetts and Connecticut. In fact, those were two of the candidate states that the Free State Project was voting on. They chose from 10 different states, and all three of the northern New England states were in the lineup, although they didn't make it close to number one. It was New Hampshire was number one, Wyoming was number two, and then Alaska actually ended up getting ranked as number three.
Makes sense.
So, and actually, that's how I happened to vote for them as well. So a lot of people saw the benefits of all of those things. But New Hampshire won overwhelmingly because it had 101 reasons that I forget who it was, but somebody came up with this very exhaustive list of all these awesome reasons why New Hampshire is already the most free place in the United States, and it's only going to get better as we move thousands of libertarian types, especially people like you, Will, who, you know, you don't hide the fact that you care about freedom. You're a very devout Muslim. You've done a lot of studying on that, and you know I'm enjoying learning about it from you. I mean, I've read the Quran, but that's not the same as what you've done. You've done a lot of study, like scholarly kind of studies on this stuff.
I've sat and listened to some really great men teach some very, very great lessons, yes.
You also do your own radio show called The Call to Freedom, and that is heard, well, it's supposed to be heard on LRN.FM on Sunday nights, but the last couple of weeks you've been moving and transitioning, and nobody's had any chance to really stop and breathe until tonight, where Mark called me tonight, and he said he's got to go to some kind of meeting. He asked me, you know, if he could call out. I said, that's fine. I actually tried to get Daryl to come in and host the show, but he's got a meeting to go to, so I actually had to come in and host tonight, because I've taken, like, the last, except for Sunday, when we all traveled out to Portsmouth for the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, a re-premiere, if you will, or a fifth anniversary screening. You know, I've been working with you and the folks in the cleanup crew over at the house that we've been trying to turn into
the
mosque.
Great volunteers.
Yeah, thank goodness for those folks. Goodness. It would have taken so much longer.
The Freedom community here has really turned out more than I could have hoped for. We've had lots and lots of people who have shown up. You know, they've helped scrape walls. They've helped clean up.
And they didn't ask for anything.
Urine and they haven't asked for anything. You know, we
some
offer
dinner.
Some pizza. Yeah, I know.
I gave the trash guy some cash today.
Yeah,
a lot of time and gas.
I offered him, and he said no. And he said, if you insist on giving something, then donate. Then make a donation to the Welcome Wagon.
Oh, the Free State Project Welcome Wagon?
Yeah, he's right, like, just make a donation in my name to the Welcome Wagon.
All right.
I was like, wow, all right, I'll do that.
Well, you know, I asked him about donations, and he was like, oh, $5. And I gave him a $50 bill because he was back and forth there four times. I mean,
And he comes all the way from Seacoast.
Yeah, he took four loads of garbage out today. Yeah. That was all he did today was load up garbage into a truck and take it out there. So, yeah, I'm really grateful for all those folks' help. It's been awesome.
And we got more coming tomorrow. You know, like I said, we're hoping that all the volunteers, there should be like five of us working all together just on that one area, that addition where the homeless warming center is going to be. I think five people, in 4 hours, we can have that place ready to start putting paint and repainting and getting that, you know,
it's exciting.
That
you've been
part done first.
You've basically been vlogging it on the Malik Center page on Facebook. It's spelled M-A-L-I-C for those that aren't sure. M-A-L-I-C, Malik Center. What's the full name? What's the full name of the...
It's Masjid Al-Latif and Interfaith Community Center.
But if somebody types in Malik, is Malik actually in there too?
Yeah, M-A-L-I-C, Malik.
Okay, good.
It's the anagram that came out of it, you know, or acronym, I guess is the word, right? Somebody pointed it out to me when I put the name up because I've had like a couple names that we crowdsourced vote on what we were going to call the center. And that one won, and someone pointed out, like, oh, wow, look, if you take all the letters, it spells out Malik. And Malik is another name.
That's like one of the schools of thought, right?
And, well, Maliki is a school of thought, which is a school of thought that I follow. But Malik is an attribute of God, Al-Malik, which means the sovereign.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
so
perfect.
It's the Sovereign Center.
That's
and
perfect.
Al-Latif means the gentle, the subtle, the one that does not need force.
So love it.
Masjid Al-Latif means the place where you come and you pray to the one who doesn't need force, the gentle, the subtle.
That's beautiful.
And yeah, and the fact that Malik means sovereign mixed into all of that, I thought just the whole thing just was so poetic.
All right, we're going to come back with more. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us on Skype. And again, bring up whatever you want. Skype username here is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, we can talk Trump at the UN.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. You've heard about Bitcoin, but you probably don't know the basics. Most people, you know, they might have caught some kind of news article talking about the price of Bitcoin or maybe one of the major headlines that Bitcoin might have caught, but it doesn't ever explain the basics about Bitcoin, and Bitcoin.com does that. One of the most important things I think people get wrong about Bitcoin, and I heard this just the other day, actually Sunday when I was at the Free State Bitcoin shop for the grand opening where we were broadcasting actually from that, and somebody came in there with the same concern that I actually heard a second time the same day. I was at a gas station wearing my new Bitcoin pendant that I got for Bitcoin, of course, at the Bitcoin shop, and it started a conversation with the guy behind the counter where he recognized it. He says, "Hey, Bitcoin, right?" And I said, "Yeah, yeah." Do you have any? He says, "Oh, I can't afford that." And I said, "No. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin."
Right.
And you can understand why somebody would think that, right? You know, it's an ounce of silver. You got to buy the whole ounce.
Right.
Well, with Bitcoin, you can actually divide it down by 8 decimal points. So you can buy $20, $5, whatever is worth of Bitcoin. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah. Like if you had just a couple of months ago bought like $20 worth of Bitcoin, you'd have like
$40 worth or $30.
40, 60, you know, something like that.
I don't think it's gone up three times, but it's gone up quite a bit. In the last year, it certainly has.
Yeah.
More than tripled in the last year. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to say here. People don't really understand the basics. And so if you want to learn about Bitcoin, take some time out because it's worth your while to learn about this thing. That, you know, whether or not Bitcoin becomes the world's dominant currency, I mean, you know, it might get replaced by Dash or Ether or one of these other competitors. Who knows?
I don't know. Unless Dash becomes easier to buy. I've been trying to buy Dash for like 3 weeks, and all the websites that I've gone through either want like a massive amount of information, like I don't want to give you this much personal information to purchase it, or like the websites just are not user friendly for a cell phone.
I've never actually tried that because you can get Dash on certain exchanges, and I have a couple of exchange accounts that I can access. So
a lot of the exchanges that I've seen, like they want a lot of personal information.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true.
I'm not giving that to you.
But that's
I want to be able to give you my address and send you, and then you send me, and that's all we know about each other.
I need to get on top of IOTA. That's the one that interests me the most out of all these new cryptocurrencies.
Well, the price is, I think, what, 58 cents or something like that right now for a million IOTA? You get a million of them?
I just bought a bunch of BitPlus.
I don't know that one.
It's a new iOS that's being developed right now.
An iOS? Mm-hmm. What's that?
I think it has something to do with using the the cryptocurrencies as a like an actual currency. Like being able to translate it for use in like places like Amazon or...
You're going to have to show me more about that because I don't know if I'm not sure about what you're saying.
You have to bring the guys that are developing it on. That's what
you're
going
to do. Because
they
can
came
go...
to me and they were like, hey, we know you're into this kind of thing and we want, and we're looking for investors. And I was like, yeah, let me buy in, you know, let me get in now. And I mean, it wasn't a huge investment on my part, so I mean, I'm not really out a whole lot.
Because a lot of these things are going to fold up and disappear.
Yeah, if it tanks. And if it doesn't tank, then, you know, I got to be in on the ground with some guys I trust a whole lot.
What was the website? Somebody just told me about this. There's some website that lists all the dead cryptocurrencies. Like the dozens and dozens and dozens of,
like,
you know,
Fedora coins.
Yeah, I don't know what they all are. There's a bunch of them.
Oh, my God.
Kind of gives you a little history.
550 Fedora coins. I don't think there were ever more than, like, 0.0002 cents or something.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got, let's see, Ricky on the line. He's in Pennsylvania on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
Ah, Brother Ian, Brother Johnson, it's a pleasure to meet you there. Brother Will, I believe, is it not?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Go ahead with your thoughts, Ricky.
Ricky there, Brother Will.
Yes, we know.
Well, I got some concerns there, Brother Ian.
Okay, let's hear them. Pick one.
Well,
pick one concern.
I got one. It's called Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania.
Never heard of it.
I just sent you a link on Skype.
Okay.
A news story today. You might want to take a peek at it while I'm talking to you. See, this is a perfect example of a jackass, this gentleman right here, and I use that term loosely. You know?
Who?
Yeah, I'm very...
Which gentleman?
Huh?
You got to remember, just because I can see your Skype doesn't mean that our listeners can see your Skype.
Gene Stilk. Calls himself an activist, tried to run for office, too, as a Democrat. He's a jackass.
Well, calling somebody names doesn't explain why you feel that way. So why are you, you know, I mean, he may be. You may be right about that. But given that I know nothing whatsoever about this guy, you're going to have to give me some kind of explanation.
Well, okay. Perfect example of that, this guy got the brilliant idea that he's going to Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning, he wants to get a permit so he can burn a Nazi flag and a Confederate flag, just like the one that I wore out today, just like the one I got in my window. And he wants to burn them together because he thinks it's important. He thinks the combination's important. He's a perfect example of a jackass. Point number one, he has the right to burn that Confederate flag, because that's an American flag.
He has the right to burn any flag he wants. He can burn any flag he wants as long as he owns it.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Obviously, he don't give a damn about what he's going to be responsible for. It obviously, he's not responsible.
What's he
going to
be responsible for? What are you suggesting?
Well, that battle flag represents freedom and independence. That Nazi flag?
I bet you could ask some slaves, or you know, former slaves, that same question, and they might feel differently about
that
flag.
I'd like to rebut that, if I may. It depends on what slaves you ask. The slaves before or after 1650.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm not saying I agree. I'm not saying I agree with that perspective. It's just a lot of people get certain emotions flowing through them when you talk about flags and them being set on fire.
I mean, and for the patriotic German, at one point, the swastika flag also represented freedom and independence.
Right. Now, if
from
I may,
from Jewish people.
If I may, a moment, you know, one of the things I can't talk about on the air is certain aspects of things that I talk about when I'm out and about, just like I did the other day talking to a young man. And it was a beautiful experience, but the conversation.
I can't imagine anybody having a beautiful experience talking to you. I mean, it's just so hard. I don't know if you're the same way in real life as you are on the phones, but it's so hard to follow. A lot of cases, your calls are very disjointed, very, you know, you're kind of jumping from thought to thought, and they're not necessarily all obviously connected.
It is connected.
Oh, no, I believe that in your mind that everything is very, very connected. But the problem is there's a disconnect between,
only
you know, how you think and the words that you speak. A lot of times...
My conversation.
Huh?
It's very important, Ian.
No, it's really not that important. It's just talk radio. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. People make the mistake of thinking that, you know, because we're on the radio, it's really important that we should be believed more than anyone else or that we're experts. No, we're just three guys with microphones here, and we have opinions just like everybody else
does.
Speak
for yourself. I'm an expert.
On what?
Everything.
All right.
Because I have a microphone.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want and take control of the airwaves here. It's Free Talk Live. Coming up, Trump.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free, you bring up what you want, take control of these airwaves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, so you can Skype in to join us at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian, Will, and Johnson in the studio here tonight. A little bit more about the Malik Center. I made a couple of notes here, and then we'll get into Donald Trump. Johnson's got the story about what he had to say at the UN, and I think it was the Ron Paul Institute.
That's right.
Yeah, with their perspective on things. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Will Coley is with us for the first time, and what will I hope be many times in our studio here co-hosting with us.
Once we get everything squared away, I'll be right up the road, so inshallah.
Yeah. So talking about the Malik Center, which is the interfaith, but Muslim, primarily Muslim mosque that's going to operate full-time in New Hampshire, the very first one ever, and also the other things that it's doing, which is to bring faiths together, which is one of the reasons why I would have been excited if it was just a mosque. Like, because, you know, you came and we talked back in, I think it was July.
Yeah.
It all came together pretty fast. You came, you asked about any options, you know, was there any property available up here? And I said, well, there's actually a piece of property that I think would be perfect for this. And it's right next door to Chris Reitman's store, our Thursday night co-host, which is the Route 101 Local Gifts, which is this real kind of local shop where they only have New Hampshire sort of sourced products. And then they got the Bitcoin vending machine. And then next to that, there's a Vietnamese food truck, which also accepts Bitcoin. So it's like this Bitcoin little Bitcoin, trifecta or whatever.
Oh, yeah. We'll be the first Muslim house of worship in the entire world that funds through Bitcoin. We've raised over $4,000 in cryptocurrencies
since
for
when?
This project.
This one?
Yeah.
So the majority of the funds came from crypto?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, yeah, all kinds of firsts, all kinds of things happening here. I was joking, or semi-joking, the other day after I saw Judge Burke, who is the same judge that we've recorded for many years here in the courtrooms here in Keene, New Hampshire. He was at the Vietnamese food truck for the first time ever. I happened to be behind it, sitting there, you know, just eating my pho noodle soup, and I noticed Judge Burke, and I was like, that's Ed Burke right there. And so I got up
to see him on an opening night.
Yeah, I said hi to him, shook his hand. We caught up, you know.
Some biryani.
I don't hold a grudge. You know, he put me in jail, but, you know, I don't hold a grudge.
It happens.
Against people.
It happens.
So, but what I was saying was, it's like, this is the place, this physical location is kind of like the place where activists past and activists future is coming together here. And things have changed in Keene over time. The zeitgeist, I was talking about this at the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree screening at the Q&A session.
Without being too offensive, I mean, my comedic brain just can't put this one down.
All right.
You know, if you listen to the mainstream media, you guys wouldn't be the first Muslims to be accepting cryptocurrencies if you were, you know, listen to the mainstream media. They think, you know, everything, all terrorism is funded by cryptocurrency.
Yeah, yeah.
According to them. So, you know, that would be the... if you're listening only to the mainstream news.
As far as I know, mosques. Yeah, yes. We will be the first one that when you walk out the door, you know, when you walk out the door, we don't pass a collection plate in a mosque. They don't pass a plate. There's just a little bitty slot.
Pass around a cell phone.
Well, there's a little slot, you know, and there's three little holes in a wall, and you put your money in, one for zakat, one for sadaqa, and one to pay for the masjid, because they're different. They're different.
What were the first two words?
Zakat is the money that you give specifically for the poor. That money can only go for, like, our Feed the Homeless programs.
Okay.
And stuff like that. That's only allowed for that. We can't change a doorknob with that money.
Okay.
Sadaqah is money that can be used for any kind of charity, including the masjid.
I see.
And then there'll be another slot that's just for the masjid. And each one of those will also have their own corresponding QR code. So we will have a Bitcoin and cryptocurrency Zakat account where those cryptocurrencies will only be allowed to be used for assisting the poor.
So out of curiosity, you know, I know you were mentioning before, you know, the Orthodox Jew, having a kitchen for that. And one of the things I noticed is a lot of the I guess, Middle Eastern religions, if you want to, Semitic religions, have a lot of similarities. And so what I would wonder, I guess the question that springs to mind is Zakat anything like Tzedakah, I think is what the Orthodox Jewish term is for, they have sort of like a mandatory charity, which is like, you know, giving to the homeless. I'm just wondering, is it that's the same sort of tenet, or is it very like a similar tenet?
Yes and no. Actually, linguistically, it's very similar. Tzedakah and sadaqah.
Right.
You know, so the word for charity, but the sadaqah is actually the non-compulsory charity.
Okay.
Whereas in the Jewish tradition, tzedakah is actually compulsory. The zakat, but compulsory in the sense that this is what God wants you to do.
Right.
There's nothing in the traditions that talk about, you know, how society should function that describes like a arm of government that's supposed to go and like audit how much money you have and say how
much.
You know, it's always talked about like God knows and you know, and if you cheat, God knows, and you will, in this life or the next,
you'll pay the price.
You will pay the price for being miserly and not, you know, God has given you all this wealth as a test. And when I say all this wealth, like we're talking, you have to have more than $3,000 in the bank account for a 12-month period of time.
And who does? Who has to have that?
Me as a Muslim. If I have $3,000 of my own money that sits in a bank account for one full year, I have to give 2.735% of that to the mosque specifically for the purpose of giving it to people who don't have money, who need money to survive, who are hungry, who are poor.
2.735?
Ironically, yeah. that $3,000 number is actually more than the average American
has. It's based on, like, on metrics based on, like silver and gold. So those numbers, because we're using dollars and things like that, those numbers have to be kind of fluctuated. Because they're based on precious metals values in the 600s. So, you know.
Weird.
Yeah. Right. But, like, one of the things we want to have, Sheikh Joe Bradford. He's the first American imam to get, like, a master's degree in economics in Medina. And we want to have him come and specifically give a lecture on sadaqah and zakat and cryptocurrency. And to teach Muslims, and we're going to be broadcasting this through our YouTube channel, and teach Muslims about cryptocurrencies and how that wealth of cryptocurrencies figures into their obligations as a Muslim to take care of the poor.
There's no better place than New Hampshire to be doing this. I mean, New Hampshire is the Mecca for Bitcoiners. I mean, if you you want to come and you want to eat food with your Bitcoin, you can do that here. There's so many people who show up that have never actually ever spent Bitcoin. Like, they bought it, they've held on to it, which is good. You always want to hold on to the Bitcoin that you buy, but it is fun to spend it, and it's important to spend it, too, because you want it to get out there into the economy. You want people to ask questions. You want them to be curious, to learn about it, and there's really no better location than New Hampshire, and specifically Keene, which is the Bitcoin-accepting capital of the entire world. We have more Bitcoin-accepting businesses per capita in Keene, New Hampshire, than San Francisco, which is the supposed number one most Bitcoin accepting city.
Wow.
So, like, Keene is the top. Now, Portsmouth is trying to knock us out. So we've got it's Derek and Steven out there. They're going gangbusters with that Bitcoin shop out there. I hope you guys will get a chance to take a trip out with the family and check that place out.
Absolutely.
They are doing really good work out there. I mean, it's just you can listen to our Sunday night show. It's basically a 5-day a week constant outreach project for Bitcoin, because they're just talking to people just randomly walking in, coming into the store, asking all kinds of newbie questions and everything.
Love it.
Awesome. More coming up here. You can share your thoughts on the way. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And this is Free Talk Live. Also, don't forget, you can join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, residential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us toll-free. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Also, don't forget about saveatpurse.com. You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon. You just go to Save at Purse, Save A-T Purse, saveatpurse.com. You load up your Amazon wish list into Save at Purse. It then gives you a sliding scale. You select the discount that you want. You want to save 10-15%? That's super easy to do. You're probably going to have the items that you want ordered for you within the same day. If you want to save, let's say, 20-25%, it might take a little longer. It might take a day or two. You never know with the higher discounts. 30%, you might be waiting a week. You know, you never really know the higher up you go, but you can get these discounts on Amazon. It's a real thing. SaveAPurse.com works, and it works well. The catch is you have to use cryptocurrency. If you don't have cryptocurrency, sorry, it's not going to work for you. So this is a great reason to go and get some cryptocurrency, because if you can save 20%, even if you've got to pay like maximum price for the cryptocurrency, let's say you're paying 10% at like a Bitcoin vending machine or something like that. Well, you turn around, you save 20% at Amazon, you're still doing good. So check out all the details over at SaveATPurse, SaveAtPurse.com. Let's go to Mark in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. Today I wanted to talk about the Catalonian independence movement. If you guys are familiar with what's been going on this last week?
I have seen pictures of tremendously large protests in the streets of Catalonia, Spain, and they've been, as I understand it, targeting certain mayors in Catalonia. Is that right? Give us an update. What's going on out there?
Yeah, essentially, so the Spanish government has declared that the Catalonian, the independence vote that's going to be coming up is non-binding and that they're not going to respect the outcome of it.
And, so just to be clear, the Catalonians, which is like, I don't know if you call it a state or whatever, a state of one of the states of Spain, these are provinces or whatever, these are people who want to separate themselves from the Spanish government, and they're going to have a referendum vote, which is just a non-binding referendum. It's just as, you know, test the waters, get a feel for how people are, you know, thinking about the idea of secession. And what you're saying is the official government is going over and above, you know, their normal amount of promotion to say, hey, this is non-binding, this vote doesn't matter.
Not only that, but any mayor that allows a vote to occur in his city, or to use municipal spaces for the referendum, the prime minister has basically said that he will arrest any mayor who allows this vote to occur.
Wow.
And so today, you know, there's 948 mayors in Catalonia.
Wow,
and
that's a big
today,
place.
740 of those 948 came out in protest to basically say that they would allow municipal spaces to be used for the referendum, which basically says 700 mayors in Catalonia are saying that they're willing to go to jail for it.
They're willing to. Wow, that's an unusual amount of courage for politicians. Hey, Mark, your phone's not so great today. Thanks for the call. I was able to make out most of what you were saying, but I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's very rare that you'll see a politician actually stand up for anything. Let alone something as radical as the idea of, or at least seemingly radical, as the idea of independence, as the idea of leaving a larger state, which is, of course, what the idea of secession is. And even though the Catalonians they want to secede so they can have a socialist government that redistributes their money in the way that they want it to be redistributed instead of the way the Spanish government wants to redistribute it. So, I mean, I'm not a fan of socialism or anything like that, but I'm a fan of secession, and, you know, I really don't care what the movement is about. Like,
let the commies have California.
Yeah, right. Let the commies have California.
Let the gun nuts have Texas.
Let's let the libertarians have New Hampshire, and, you know, people should be able to secede.
Sure. Let's have the Conk Republic again, give the Lakota back their land. I mean,
the Conk Republic, that's Key West,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. I actually tried to contact those guys once.
Nickajack State.
What's that?
The Nickajack State.
What's that one?
The Nickajack State's where I'm from. And then there's also the state of Franklin. These were efforts to secede from the Union and the Confederacy during the Civil War. To
secede from the Confederacy?
And the Union, both. State of Jefferson. Yeah, you have different states that attempted to make their own countries during the major secession of the Civil War. Learning about that history was kind of what changed my mind about the Confederacy itself, because
really?
I always supported the Confederacy because I support secession movements, but then I found that the Confederacy itself was smashing secession movements within its own borders that were people want to be a part of the Confederacy, but they also didn't want to join the Union, and the Confederacy was marching in and putting these areas under military occupation. So, you know, they were they were being exactly what they were fighting against.
Boy, we've seen that happen before.
Over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, even so far down as to, you know, individual libertarians who have been very, very hypocritical in the things that they do and say. Let's go to Ralph, who is not a libertarian. Ralph is in New Jersey. Ralph, should we create a new rule that actually bans callers who don't listen to the show? Because I heard you don't listen to the show.
How do I listen to you? You're not in any radio market here.
In New Jersey? No, we're actually on in radio markets in New Jersey. We're on WPG out in Atlantic City, for instance.
No, well, then I don't live in Atlantic City. That's far away from me.
Yeah.
But nevertheless,
you don't have the internet.
I've been following the situation going on in St. Louis.
How did you find our phone number?
FreeTalkLive.com. FreeTalkLive.com.
But how did you find that? I mean, how did you do it? Did you search for talk radio or what?
Well, no. Remember, I used to call you when you were still on a radio station, Radio Obama.
Radio Obama?
Remember,
right. No, what is it's that? What are you talking about?
It's now called Bits Radio.
Beach Radio or Bitch Radio?
Bitch.
Spell it.
B-E-A-C-H. Bitch Radio.
B-E-A-C-H. Yeah, beach.
Nevertheless, this time, here we go again with Nights and
All right, here he goes again with the same old topic. Now, I did say the other day when we banned James Wittekind from the air, James from Arizona, because he continues to continually call about the same thing over and over again. And
I want to know what James is talking about.
We don't care what James is talking about. He's banned for 4 months. But and we don't ban people lightly here on Free Talk Live. I waited until I had two co-hosts that were basically committing mutiny and refusing to work when James would call in. So, it takes a lot for me to even consider doing this. But in order to be consistent, one of the rules that we put on James in Arizona is that you can't call in incessantly about the same old topic, and it's pretty clear that that's what you do.
In all fairness, this topic keeps coming up again and again and again.
It's because you keep bringing it up again and again and again because you're obsessed with race. You're obsessed with race. You can't stop talking about it.
And
you're obsessed with Obama. He's been gone for 9 months.
No.
Yes, he has.
I'm talking about the Asian race. Obama is...
The Asian race?
The issue Obama of race. Is what?
When God, I'm so glad you're here, Johnson. I can't even...
I'm talking about the issue of race. Don't you know El Negro animal? You have to know what I'm talking about.
Virgin Islands,
I'm assuming.
It's the Philippines.
Philippines. Yeah.
About St. Louis. Let me say this.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
All right. Fair enough. Somebody has been talking about St. Louis tonight, even though you didn't listen to the show, so you couldn't possibly have known that. But go ahead.
You know, you cannot dispute the fact that it is a given black animal, and that's
ridiculous. Yes, I can.
I
want to
know.
That.
Wait a minute. I want to know. Do you have no melanin in your skin? Are you a white man? Are you like whitey white? Or are you a brown fella?
You want to talk about, black and white?
Oh
my God,
I'm just going to go there. I want to know. Because I keep picturing you looking like an actor who I know who was in a TV show. Because your voice is kind of similar.
No. Answer this question. What do you say now about the murder of those two black individuals in Baton Rouge, Louisiana? What do you say about that?
What do I say about what?
The murder?
The murder of two black individuals in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Murder's terrible.
Right. You're going to have to send the story. Likely, yeah.
Be a little more
I don't want to hear the rest of it. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Toll free number here tonight.
I didn't get the answer to my question, though.
That's okay.
It's a mystery that will go unsolved.
He'll call back next week.
Forever.
Next time you're on, he'll hear from him again. Don't worry. Just write it down and ask him then. 855-450-FREE like freedom. Join us on the radio. We got hour number 3 on the way, and you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.